breaking news, guys, that Spider-Man returns home again. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's right. Welcome to Hardened Marvel Podcast, where we are going hard in everything Marvel, fandom, comics, Marvel, cinematic universe, character breakdowns, comic reviews, celebrity interviews, movies and TV reviews, and much more. Marvel heads, get ready. Hardened Marvel starts right now. What's up, true believers, and welcome to another episode of Hard in Marvel Podcast. What's up, guys? I'm Justin, and breaking news, guys, that Disney and Sony finally came to an agreement, which we have said on this podcast, it will eventually come, it's inevitable, that basically Sony and Disney has agreed to deal with Marvel Studios to produce the third Spider-Man film that they've already been working on, that Kevin Feige pretty much talked about, that was pretty much going to be focused on Peter Parker. Just to really think about it, guys, soapbox off and on, totally in. They couldn't really get through this deal, guys. They can't. Sony was never going to walk away with Spider-Man, but with this new deal, are we going to eventually see Tom Holland skipping kind of in both universes? I think so. So the deal basically is, to break it down, guys, is going, Sony Pictures has 75% where Disney has 25%. The original one where Sony basically had 100%, right? And Disney just basically took the proceeds of, not the proceeds, but pretty much all the toy money, if you want to say. So we're going to get a little bit more details in the next coming hours, if not days, and we will keep you guys updated. But again, guys, Spider-Man, Tom Holland is going to stay in the MCU. We're going to see that third film, but also not just the third film, but also he's going to show his face in different movies throughout the MCU. This is huge, guys, because again, like I said in past episodes, that Spider-Man, Tom Holland, it could be the face of Marvel Studios, but I know how it's kind of going, you know, back and forth with Sony and Disney in these past month or so. It's official that it is that Spider-Man Tom Holland is staying in the MCU. The third film will be happening, and I believe it's slate for 2022, I believe. I know I saw that somewhere, but for some reason it's not in the notes in front of me. I was going to do this way earlier because this is pretty much, it was released around noon, I believe. Again, pretty much Fridays are really crazy for me. I was going to do it right off my phone and just, you know, post it there, but really wanted to be in front of my studio to kind of pretty much edit this for you guys. But let's go over some of the quotes here, official quotes of Disney and Sony's new Spider-Man deal. Here, President Kevin Feige says, "I am thrilled that Spidey's journey in the MCU will continue. And I and all of us at Marvel Studios are very excited that we get to keep working on it. Spider-Man is a very powerful icon and a hero whose stories crosses all ages and audiences around the globe. He also happens to be the only hero with the superpower to cross cinematic universes as Sony continues to develop their own Spidey-verse." Whoa. So now, right there, we are officially in the loop of Sony's future with Spider-Man Tom Holland. Again, guys, this is a very first, this is the very, very first time in a cinematic universe in this way of an actor to dive into both places. He's going to still appear as the Spider-Man in the MCU, but also the Spider-Man that's going to be in the Sony production, whatever that looks like. But now we know that Sony is working, this is true, Spider-Verse. We're eventually going to see Tobey Maguire, Garfield, and Holland in whatever other Spider-Man that's going to be in the same movie in a Sony production. And this totally works because Tom Holland can come basically speak as Spider-Man from the MCU universe, tapping into whatever universe that is going to be made in Sony, whatever's going to be the main universe. I don't know if it's 616. It can't be really 616 because MCU already clarified that. So it could be the 9999999 universe, whatever that might be. But to finish the quote, basically after saying their own Spider-Verse, you never know what surprises the future might hold, okay? Producer Amy Pascal, this is terrific. Peter Parker's story took a dramatic turn in Far From Home, and I could not be happier. We will be working together as we see where his journey goes. And as well as Sony Pictures CCO Robert Lawson, we have had a great collaboration over the last 4 years, and our mutual desire to continue was equal to that of many fans. We were delighted to be moving forward together. And what this really basically says, like I've said in a future, past episodes, is that we never know what's really happening underneath the rock of these industries, of these studios, guys. We know, just like the whole James Gunn thing, the rumor mill will start and everybody starts believing things that are just released and we start going crazy and we just follow anything tailored to what we actually think is true. So it's this whole debacle, guys. So the one thing, please take it for the grain of salt, because whenever these things are released and the Sony and Disney deal is going, there is always things said that Sony looks away or MCU looks the way or Marvel Studios looks a certain way. Guys, we never know, right? We never know. But now official, Spider-Man is going to be returning into the MCU, which pretty much he never left in a way. So we're still going to see that awesome Spider-Man 3 film that's going to be under Marvel Studios, which is basically going to make his character crazy, crazy arc in this, a crazy development, because everybody knows, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Far From Home, everybody knows Spider-Man's identity as Peter Parker. So we might be seeing a Sinister Six going on. I know there was Kang the Conqueror, good lord. But we were already getting some rumors about the Sinister Six characters that were really in development for this potential film. But now that we know that Scorpion's going to be returning, Vulture's going to be returning, Mysterio, you know, the snowball keeps on going, right? So we might be actually seeing that as a Sinister Six film. If not, I'm pretty much Sony and Disney will be working on something in the future, or if not, we're going to see that in the Spider-Verse. That would actually be a really, really good Spider-Verse under the Sony title, to have all those Spider-Mans go against the Sinister Six. But again, that's kind of like contradicting the actual original story where Spider-Man took all of them on. So I'm just saying that would be kind of cool to see. So again, I think that Sony is a great student in this transaction, that they are learning from Disney, and it would be really cool to see even some of these people from Marvel Studios going to help Sony in their development of these characters. So that's pretty much it, guys. A really quick episode. Sony and Spider-Man came to a deal, 75-25, and Tom Holland stays in the MCU, making the third Spider-Man film, as well as three more other appearances in other films, which is really exciting to see, just to have Spider-Man in a spotlight in all these different films. We don't even know what it's going to be. Majority of it is probably going to be in Phase 5, because being that it's slated for 2022, we're probably going to see him going into different movies in Phase 5. So that's pretty much it, guys. If you are new to the podcast, please consider subscribing to anywhere podcasts can be found. Hit us up here on Hard in Marvel or Hard in the Paint podcast at gmail.com. That's actually our old email, but anybody has been long enough knows that our old name used to be Hard in the Paint. But look us up on Facebook and just kind of hit us up, guys. Also on Twitter and Hard N at the letter N, H-A-R-D, letter N, Marvel, Hard N Marvel on Twitter. Just hit us up. Let us know what you think about this. And that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for taking time out of your busy days to hear us nerd out and geek out as always. Later, guys.
You've been listening to Hard in Marvel Podcast. You can keep up to date on all Marvel news and fandom by finding us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you are a Marvel fan, then you are part of this community. Help us grow by sharing this episode with your friends and fellow Marvel nerds so we can all geek out together. So, see you on the next episode, and stay awesome and stay blessed.